More Idaho Matters right now. Poet Seemarie Furman is Idaho's current writer in residence. She uses nature soundscapes to inspire her writing that often focuses on issues impacting Native people in the West. In this season's final episode of Expressive Idaho, Arlie Sommer follows Furman for a walk in the forest around McCall, where the author lives.
Today we're walking along the North Fork of the Payette River, just outside of McCall, Idaho. My name is Seemarie Furman. I'm a writer, educator, future ancestor. I often think of myself as indigenous to the West, that I'm part glacier and part trillium and part birdsong, and all of that has helped me become who I am. I was adopted, so I was raised within a white family, and though my parents did their best in the 70s to bring Native culture into my life, it was really difficult. So I really didn't find Native communities until I got older. My longer writing happens in the winter when snow's here 7 feet deep, but everything that manifests out here. So a poem that I recently wrote for the Inlander called Land Acknowledgement, I actually wrote on a trail half mile from here. So we were walking up a trail and I was writing my notebook the whole time, lines about how to acknowledge the land and how we weren't acknowledging the land. That wouldn't come without being in place. I've been thinking so much about sound lately because of the growth in McCall and the sprawl that's coming up and the land that's just being bulldozed for more houses, how we're losing these sounds because they don't have habitat. All the bird sounds and the wind blowing through the pine and the sound of river. There's like 18 different sounds river can make at any bend, from the burbling noise to kind of the rushing wind noise that you might hear in the background now. This lake used to produce so much salmon. There was a cannery on Payette Lake. The amount of salmon that came up here and the amount that they canned and shipped out to the rest of the world was unbelievable until it was dammed and it was quieted. That's another sound. Have you ever watched salmon spawn? So the females will kind of lay on their side and they make a red, R-E-D-D, and that's where they will then lay their eggs, and then the males will come by and put their milk on it, and then they'll cover it up. And when they do, they use their tail in the water to kind of make this. So imagine like 50 bodies slapping the water like that, and then all of the other animals that were feeding alongside. To see it and hear it together is pretty amazing. When a boat or a recreationist comes out, how quickly that drowns out the sound of everything else, especially these, you know, small gas engines. Now we can hear that drone in the back, which changes the aural landscape for us, or the soundscape. And I think of how some of these sounds that we're hearing today are sounds that have been heard for 10,000 years, that we could all share. We're losing that. And the more and more development that we have, and of course, climate change, we're losing a lot of these species pretty regularly. This kind of chose me. I know I can write. It's about the only thing I do really well, and that I feel is a gift that I have. And so then I think about what matters to me in these places and people that are marginalized and kind of these unsung places. I don't want them to go without being heard. When we think of that being frivolous, writing being this frivolous thing or this thing that doesn't seem to matter at a time of climate change, I disagree. I think that everything we create to celebrate and to show the beauty and the wonder of this place and to have that deep connection is saving it.
Expressive Idaho is produced in partnership with Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program, with funding support from Dr. Suzanne Allen and the National Endowment for the Arts. We've posted audio recordings of two works by C. Marie Furman, along with photos, at voicesstatepublicradio.org. Tomorrow on Idaho Matters, it's our reporter roundtable. This is as we gather them all together to fill us in on all of the news of Idaho this week. So that is tomorrow at noon, right here on Idaho Matters. I want to thank all of you for being a part of the program today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Thursday. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.